This is the AngloGold Ashanti Annual Report podcast series. Let's take some time out now to speak to Ron Largent, who is EVP Americas AngloGold Ashanti. Ron, you're overseeing one of the gold industry's more ambitious growth plans. You're taking production from around 700,000 ounces, which was just 2 years ago, to more than 1 million ounces by 2014. Where's that coming from?
This growth strategy is part of a defined project we put together in 2008 and 2009, and this was really the first stage, and it's the analysis of the brownfields potential with these assets that we had in the Americas region. And the actual increase has been through projects across the region, summarized by the Lamego operation, which is a satellite ore body to the Cuiabá mine in Brazil, and that's up into production and adding about 50,000 ounces a year to the Cuiabá production. Second, in Brazil, we had the acquisition of the El Dorado asset, Sao Bento, in 2009, and we're currently commissioning that mill, and that full year production will be approximately 100,000 to 150,000 ounces a year. In Argentina, the addition comes from adding a mining technique or underground mining at 50,000 to 80,000 ounces a year, and then we're right in the middle of commissioning the heap leach operation at Cerro Vanguardia that adds about 30,000 ounces a year. And then on top of that, next will be our additional milling circuit that we hope to put in at Cripple Creek. This growth profile will continue. We've hit our first milestone, which is the million ounce per year through brownfields expansion, and next will be greenfields. So that will be the second stage of this growth profile.
You sound very busy indeed, and shortage of skills is one of the themes that's come up in the conversations I've had with your colleagues, and it's a common theme. It's not just AngloGold Ashanti across the mining world, and all the more so in Brazil. We've got the Olympics, we've got the Football World Cup coming up, you've got iron ore and infrastructure booming in that country. How challenging is it, therefore, to get the right skills in this particular jurisdiction?
Across the region, you're correct, there's a challenge with getting the skills, or across the whole industry. And I think Brazil, since that is one of our platforms of growth in the region, is one that we spend a lot of time on. We're fortunate to have a country that has a lot of professional people in the country on the mining side. But I think what we've done is tried to pay attention to making AngloGold a employer of choice, and I know that's what probably everybody talks about. But I believe that we've put a structure together there that allows people to have professional opportunities plus competitive packages, and we haven't had the problem that we anticipated with holding people, but we're constantly keeping our eye on it. So yes, it is a challenge, and we'll continue to work on making sure we can keep the right person in the right role.
But you certainly sound as if you've got a well-established team in Brazil. Let's move on, though. Let's have a look at the Sao Bento acquisition from El Dorado for a little over $70 million 3 years ago, which gave you the plant to bring your Córrego do Sítio project on stream quicker than you expected. But you're also finding gold on that property. How much is there, and how much potential is there to find more?
Well, it has been a very exciting couple of years after the acquisition of the El Dorado asset, the Sao Bento property. And what it allowed us to do was now control 15 kilometers of this trend. We had half of it, they had half of it before. Currently, we're commissioning that plant, and the upside, we initially, I think, defined it at potentially 3 million ounces. We're currently at a 3 million ounce resource, and we believe we can get this thing to 5 million ounces through the delineation of the structures as we continue to drill. The next part of this project is to see where we go next with this increase in ore resource, whether we do an increase in size to the sulfide plant, or we take it and look at processing the oxide material. So the next 24 months we will totally define this, but we think that we can double the current resource and move beyond 5 million ounces.
Argentina's interesting, isn't it? Drill results in that country look better all the time, and you have a team down there looking at an option to increase production by more than the 25% you currently have planned. How big can that get? I mean, can it get much bigger than 25?
Well, we will go through the process, but you know, historically that operation produced about 200,000 ounces a year. And the first stage of understanding that asset is we implemented an underground mining, which previous to this it was 100% surface mining, and now we have a heap leach operation in commissioning as we speak. So that gives us optionality as we move down to in time. What we've been able to define is the structure's continue at depth, which has always been a question in these high-angle epithermal systems, and we've also identified new structures in the region outside the known. So in the next year and a half, we will be able to come back and say, how big can this get beyond the 25% increase we currently expect out of that asset?
Let's stay in Argentina now. A bit of an anomaly here. You've got inflation unofficially at around about 30%, and yet this remains one of the lowest cost gold mines in the industry. What are you going to do to overcome the inflation challenge, which obviously rears its head every single day of your working life?
Yes, inflation is, there's an unofficial inflation, which we always try to look at, and then we're in the southern part of Argentina where labor is limited. So whether it's 25, 30, 35% is, I guess, is irrelevant to a point because we have to deal with. Up to now, we've been able to improve operational efficiencies led by the country manager, Jorge Palmes, and improve silver recovery to offset some of these inflationary pressures. Now we have to look at productivity improvements. We've seen the costs creep up at the end of 2011, and the challenge this year is to see how well we can take productivity improvements and offset these inflationary pressures.
You've got two projects in Colombia. Colombia's potential, obviously, enormous. You've got Colosa and Gramalote now showing a combined total resource of more than a massive 20 million ounces. Can they get much bigger?
I think to answer the question, yes. In these two properties with the 20 million ounce resource, we think that they can go to the 25 to 30 million in the near future. We're currently drilling, and not inclusive of the regional potential around Colosa, we think these two assets can actually end up having about a 30 million ounce resource.
Which one is going to come first? Which one is going to be the first to pour gold? And if so, when do you think?
The first one we believe is Gramalote. It's a joint venture between us and B2. We have a very hard schedule in Gramalote, currently in pre-feasibility, which we will complete this year, feasibility in 2013, construction in 14-15, and then first gold early in 16. Colosa is in pre-feasibility, but with the amount of work that we need to do to understand the ore body, it will follow the Gramalote asset into production.
Ron, thanks so much for your time. That's Ron Largent, EVP Americas at your company, AngloGold Ashanti.